1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are available for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here in the remaining hour of the program. We'll start things out with another overseas story. We've had a lot of international news on the show tonight. This one from Australia land, where, and I love the way that the news media writes things. Australia said Tuesday. Huh. Did you know that a plot of land can actually speak? Because apparently Australia is saying things.
Well, this is the way that they sort of do things. Is they the government that represents that plot of land then becomes that plot of land. So they are the corporation known as Australia, and so they
said. Well, so a corporation could say something too. Again, a corporation, just a file folder, just a concept. It doesn't. There's not actually
any
such
for it.
Right. There is a spokesman for the government for the gang that runs the plot of land called Australia. But I guess for expediency's sake, they just shorten it to Australia said. So anyway, they said it would push ahead. It said that it would push ahead with a mandatory China-style plan to filter the Internet, despite widespread criticism that it will strangle free speech and is doomed to fail. Communications Minister Stephen Conroy said new laws would be introduced to ban access to what they call refused classification sites featuring criminal content, such as child sex abuse, bestiality, rape, and detailed drug use. Well, then, taking all the fun out of the Internet there. Blacklisted sites would be determined by an independent classification body via a public complaint process, said Conroy, admitting there was no silver bullet solution to cyber safety. Internet user groups, the pornography industry, and others have strongly opposed the plan, saying any such measure would be impractical to enforce, block access to some legitimate websites, and slow down Internet speeds. But the bureaucrats said a 7-month-long trial had concluded that blocking could be done with 100% accuracy and negligible impact to connection speeds. Internet service providers would be offered grants to offer additional filters of, for example, X-rated content and gambling sites, but Conroy said that would not be compulsory. Yet. Now, he didn't add that last part, but, I mean, come on. When the government starts doing something, it doesn't just stop where it starts. There is more to
mission
come.
Creep. That's what it's all about for them. You know, they start with a little bit, they get the little foot in the door, and then off they expand.
Through a combination of additional resources for education and awareness, mandatory Internet filtering of RC-rated content, and optional ISP-level filtering, we have a package that balances safety for families and the benefits of the digital revolution, he said.
So is this something people would sign up for and get the filtered package deal, or is this imposed on everybody would be forced to have a filtered package?
Yes and no, both.
Because it says China style, nobody has the option to get a filter-free version of the Internet. Their version of the Internet is different than ours.
Correct, and that's how it will be in Australia. There will be the standard version of the Internet that you can get, which will exclude what they're calling the refused classification sites, which feature what they call criminal content, mm-hmm. and they identify those only in this article as being child sex abuse, bestiality, rape, and detailed drug use, but those are just a sampling of what will be as in the larger description of
RC. Are you telling me that child sex abuse is allowed in the United States and that they don't make an effort to try to ban that here?
I would say that there's no filtering in that they're not demanding that the Internet service providers prevent people from going to those sites.
Well, I don't know how they prevent. I don't know how they would do that. They would have to first identify that. And
they would identify the sites, and then they would essentially.
But if they identify it now, they can go after them.
Right, only if they're based in the United States, though. So, I mean, I could go on and find child porn on the Internet right now, and it wouldn't, I could easily go out and find that.
Correct.
It would probably be based in a different country. It just wouldn't be based
right here
in the United States. So what the United States goes after any service provider that's hosting it here. It doesn't mean that you, as a United States citizen, can't jump on the Internet and find whatever you want.
usually, if you wanted to go and find naughty things like that, as long as you aren't going and trading with people, if you're not going to, because frequently whenever you see the stories about people being busted for this stuff, they, 9 times out of 10, seem to be just going into, like, a chat room, some pervy chat room, and finding other people and saying, hey, I've got these pictures, will you trade with me? And then they end up trading with a cop, and that leads the police to them. So the police in this country are more busting individual users. They're not actually going and shutting, they can't, like you're saying, Toby, they can't shut down websites that are overseas, and they're definitely not blocking internet service providers from allowing you to access those sites, which is what they'll be doing in Australia, where essentially if you come across a site that is naughty, you call the classification board up and you say, or send them an email saying, hey, I think this site should be banned. And then they'll review that with their supposedly independent panel. They'll look at the site and then they'll determine, okay, yes, this should be banned. They then update their list of sites that is to not be provided to consumers in Australia. That list is likely pushed out to all the internet service providers on a weekly basis or daily basis, however often it's updated. And then those ISPs will at that point block your access to those websites.
It's very Big Brother-esque. I mean, it's far more draconian than anything that's going on here in the United States right now.
We're talking
about the more extreme example of child porn. Let's talk about illegal drug use.
I mean,
that's something that could have a very negative and dire, sometimes deadly effect on young people who are experimenting with different kinds of drugs.
Absolutely.
What's the first thing that most smart young people do when they're trying a new drug is they go online and they research it. They find other people's experiences and they weigh them out. I mean, Arrowhead is a great site for it.
ERROWID.org. Love that site.
And it's very important. If you're someone who's going to be using dangerous substances, and they can be dangerous if they're not in the right dosages or if it's not the right kind, you don't know what you're getting into. I mean, this could kill a lot of people.
I think that's a great point, Toby. I mean, restricting information, especially about drugs, can be very dangerous because a lot of the deaths that you find happening from illegal drugs aren't from the drugs themselves, but because the users didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Right.
So if you can't get that information, then it's more likely more people in Australia will not know what the hell they're doing, so you'll start to see illegal drug deaths on the rise.
But those two facts will never be corresponded.
Not at the national level.
They'll never tie that together.
Right. They don't care either. Well, whatever. They're illegal drug users. Who cares about them?
It's another reason to crack down on the illegal use of illicit drugs.
So, and of course, this is the other point to make, beyond the drugs and the porn or whatever it is that they're going to be banning right off the bat, is, as we pointed out, that the government programs expand. So it'll be easy for them to sell the idea of, who would disagree with banning child porn from the internet? That's what we're doing here. We're just going to ban child porn, bestiality. I mean, no one likes sex with animals and rape. That's bad. Of course, there are certain porn videos that essentially mimic rape. There are people that are into this, right?
Yeah.
Like it's weird, right? I mean, it's the internet. So there are people that are into the idea of rape. They're not necessarily going to go out and do it, but it gets them off. It's their thing that they watch videos where essentially it's fake rape. They're not really raping the women in those videos, or at least how would you know, right? You don't really know. So are they going to be
done well? You don't. I mean, that's acting for you, people.
I mean, if it's coming from a major porn producer, clearly you'll know. But if it's some sort of amateur rape video, then you're not going to know. And so they're going to ban all of that. So they're banning all of this stuff that, most people aren't interested in. So it's going to be easy for them to just push it off on people and say, see, we're just keeping your family safe. No problem here. And then the question becomes, what's next? The question will become, how many of the uppity, busybody kind of parents, like we talk about the Parents Television Council in this country, it's a group of busybodies that has a whole bunch of other busybodies all on their email list, and then when they see something they don't like on television, like somebody saying the F word or showing their breasts, they'll email out their email list and say, okay, everybody, complain to the FCC about this program.
Whether
this
they
time.
Saw it or not.
Right.
A very loud and vocal minority.
Right. So the PTC, the Parents Television Council, successfully gets the FCC to go after certain programming providers, even though most people weren't offended. It's just this one particular group of busybodies. So what happens when the busybody community starts to submit all kinds of websites to this service in the hopes that they'll be banned? This is very, very frightening. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the archives. If you missed a moment, they're all there for you right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. First, imagine you lived in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities? Even though you're not in the gang, no one in the gang knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking?
Mm.
What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com and learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com.
Awesome. I look forward to sampling that show myself. It's on my list of things to do, so it should be on yours as well. 800-259-9231, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll get them up on the Liberty Radio Network. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We'll come back to the Australia situation here in a moment, because I've actually got more detail on exactly what this particular plan, this internet blocking plan they're going ahead with over there is planning on what they're planning on doing, and it's pretty disturbing. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls about whatever you want. I think we've got ladies first. Trish is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Trish?
Okay, well, last night I was listening on the internet, and there was a woman that came on, Alison McDermott, and I actually know that this process of the burn doctor really works, because I'm a nurse.
The claim last night was that all you have to do is call a phone number and give them your time of birth, date of birth, and what time...
Location of birth?
The location and what time the burn happened, and that some doctor in the United Kingdom will remotely heal your burn. Pretty outlandish claim, and you're claiming that you believe it works.
Oh, definitely. I know it does.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all...
she wouldn't answer questions in very great detail. Do you happen to know how this process works? Is it meditation? Is it some sort of... What is it that the doctor is allegedly doing?
It's long-distance healing, in a way. They can explain it more than I do.
No, they didn't, explain it. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well... all I know is that it works, and all you have to do is dial the 8.
Well, no, we're not going to have you give out numbers again here, because they already gave that out once, and now if you want to buy an advertising package, you're welcome to do that.
But I do have some questions, though. The somebody wrote in, and I think that it's a reasonable question, is, you know, in this age of identity theft, if you're giving your real name, your location of birth, your date of birth, likely they can tell from the sound of your voice what your race is. You know, it seems like you might be giving a lot of information to these people. Is there any chance that it's a scam?
No, it's not. I went out on a burn case, not a burn case, a hospice case. And as I got there, I just heard that the man's son-in-law had actually been burnt in a fire. So I called, got in contact with the fire burn doctor, and we gave him the information that they needed, and within a half hour, he was pain-free. And he is on the website. There is a video about him, about Richard Cox is his name, and he was amazed. It shows on the little video that he has.
Do you ever wonder how much of this may be the placebo effect? Because, I mean, there's all sorts of studies. Yes, any kind of medication will work with the placebo effect. There's an awesome study that's done with Parkinson's patients where they can insert little electrodes into the brain, and then when they turn on the device, the person will stop shaking.
Mm.
And it's amazing. It really works. But what also works is telling the patient that it's been inserted, and they turned it on, and they stop shaking. It's amazing. The placebo effect is real.
Powerful.
It's very powerful. It can stop pain. It really is real. So, yes, I believe this works, but how much of it is placebo effect?
the only way you can really see is to keep the number handy and watch what happens when you dial it.
Yeah, but you didn't answer his question. We've got Scott on the line here in Canada. He has a question for you, Trish. Scott, you're on with Trish in California.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was just wondering, this is called remote healing, as far as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, how do you feel when remote viewing has been tested in double-blinded scientific studies and have been shown to have no effect? Does that influence your opinion on it at all?
Not at all. It does not.
And why
wait a minute. Wait. Your question was about remote viewing, not remote healing, right, Scott?
Oh, I'm sorry. Remote healing. I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. But that's what this is remote healing. It's healing at a distance. You're not physically there. I guess my question is, if the evidence shows that it doesn't work, then why would you still believe it?
Because I've seen this work.
Okay, but...
Okay,
go ahead.
Specific process work.
And what is the specific process?
She doesn't know. You call a phone number and give them some information, and then all of a sudden you start to feel better. Right, Trish? You don't know much more than that.
All I know is it works. It not only gets rid of the pain, but it helps heal the actual burn.
Doesn't the body start actually healing after a burn on its own?
Not third degree. No. No, you cannot heal third degree burns.
But if you call a phone number, you can, huh?
Where can I go to see documentation that a third degree burn was healed miraculously by this process?
You can go to her website, which we're not going to let her give out. Thanks for the call, Trish. Appreciate hearing from you. And, Scott, any final comments from you?
It's magic, and magic isn't real.
This works.
Thanks, Trish. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
It is so amazing. The power of positive thought really can work for people. And
as far as I'm concerned, that's magical. I mean,
your mind is an amazing thing. And if you think something is working, there's a very good chance that it will work to a certain extent.
You can also think yourself sick, too, if you want to.
Oh, absolutely. You could there's research out there showing that you could give yourself cancer. I mean,
right.
If you overthink it too much. I mean, if you're already susceptible, you have all this other stuff.
They call it the warrior's disease, right? They call cancer the warrior's disease.
So, I mean... Yeah, this stuff might be working, but this is a scam, nevertheless.
Well, they claim they're not charging for it, so I mean, it could be worse, I suppose.
Certainly, I don't know what the deal is. That's what catches me off guard on this is they need to have my date and time and location of birth. Why?
It's like an astrology sounding thing. Isn't
it? It does sound that way, but
if it doesn't cost money, they've got to be paying for the 800 number and all this other stuff.
It was a long distance number, not 800.
Oh, it wasn't an 800. Anyways,
I wasn't going to let her give it again. thank you. It sounded remarkably similar to the woman that called last night, but maybe it was a different person. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything, take control of the airwaves, and make outlandish claims if you want. Free Talk Live.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian here.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, featured, by the way, including the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan over at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is facebook.freetalklive.com. We go to Sam from the Obscured Truth Network. He is on the AMP lines. And Sam, you actually just put out a couple of brand new videos. It's a two-parter. You can grab those over at obscuredtruth.com, or they're right there at the top of freekeen.com as well. And you went out and you did some reporting on a local situation where the government gang is attempting to throw some homeless people out of the home that they built. So I guess they're technically not homeless because they built one for themselves. On
squatters, soon to be homeless.
Well, now, wait a minute. Aren't you a squatter if you don't have permission to be somewhere?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
These folks have permission to be where they are. The property
campers.
Owner... The property owner does not mind that they're there.
Campers.
Yeah, they started in tents, then they put up a structure, and now the city gang has come out. And of course, after the newspaper article came out about it, to let everybody know, the city gang decided to come out and threaten them with destruction of it. You went out and you actually interviewed those folks, Sam.
Right, which it's actually not a structure because the guy who built it used to work in construction and realized that if he didn't put anything into the ground or permanently attach anything to the trees that are anchored in the ground, then it wouldn't be regulated by all of the building codes.
Interesting.
But they're still claiming he needed a building permit in order to do it.
Well, no, now they're saying he needs to go get an occupancy permit, and the health inspector came in because of the toilet being like the ones, you know, the Frontiers used to have. That's no longer acceptable anymore, and they would rather see him thrown out in the snow than actually have a place, you know, that is less than ideal.
So what did
this
you?
This is just another example, by the way, of how the government is employed, to the detriment of the weakest people in society, and they claim that it's there in order to protect people. I mean, the idea of these laws is so that people who, you know, buy houses from other people don't get ripped off. This guy isn't going to sell his house to somebody who has the expectation that it's built up to code.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's getting into. He's trying to find a place to stay warm for the night.
Right. This beats sitting in the snow and getting stoned on.
Or being in a tent where if a branch falls off a tree and falls right through right through your tent, you're going to have a little bit more.
Blood it out and all that other stuff that happens.
You have a little more protection if you're
lying on the cold ground.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a pretty good video series, and I know that wasn't the reason you were calling, Sam, but I figured I'd give folks a plug because it's actually your newest video, so people should go see it.
Yeah, thank you. So I've heard this lady call in. It sounds a little crazy about the remote healing of burn victims or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just point out one of the books that I read while in jail was about Edgar Cayce. And he was a medium or whatever, not a very smart guy. He had a sixth grade education, could barely read, but he would go into these trances and would be able to diagnose people, with all of the language and so forth that the trained doctor sitting in the room taking down notes, would the same kind of terminology and so forth that they would use. And he would prescribe these unorthodox treatments and natural remedies and so forth for the various diseases and ailments and things that people were having. And he really had no idea how he was doing this. But the interesting thing that kind of triggered this for me is that the things that he would ask for is the person's name, their date of birth, and their location of where they are.
So he would be remotely, you're saying he would be remotely diagnosing things?
Well, he would go into a trance, and, you know, he didn't really know or remember what he was doing. There would be somebody else. He would basically kind of go into a meditation. Some other entity or whatever would speak through him, and somebody would be there taking notes, and he'd wake up completely unaware of what happened. And the medical doctors came in and got him to demonstrate for them one time because they were all skeptical too. And while he was in a trance, they went up and actually started sticking needles in his body to see if he would flinch, one of them in his eye.
Oh, gosh. Whoa.
They pulled one of his fingernails out.
Oh, boy.
And he didn't do anything because he was in his trance and woke up just in incredible pain and suffered for weeks afterwards.
What kind of doctors are these? I mean, didn't they swear the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm? They're ripping fingernails out?
Well, you know, they were so interested in discrediting him because it conflicted with, you know, it's cognitive dissonance. Well, we're not hurting this guy. We're proving that he's a fraud. So let's go ahead and just stick this needle in and prove that, you know, what he's doing is fake. But yet, over and over again, he helped all these people. And towards the end of his life, he opened up an institute, which is still around today. And they documented it was a hospital where he would actually help people. And then they had the machines and stuff that the entity or whatever would describe. And they have thousands of documented cases that are, you know, archived and available for people to research today.
Any chance this entity was Satan?
I don't know, Mark. There are actually also other people kind of sprinkled throughout history that have had the same ability, but it seems to be pretty rare, but it does kind of come about in the same way with just certain individuals.
So he wasn't actually claiming to heal people. His claim was that he was ascertaining what was wrong with them and then giving them suggested treatments?
Exactly. And then the medical doctors would actually carry out the treatments and so forth and put together the ingredients. In one case, one of the ingredients that was called for was something called smoke oil. And this was a remote viewing to where he was in a different state from the person, and nobody knew what this was. And it turned out to be this chemical that was produced by a company that went out of business several years before. But when they went into another trance and asked, you know, what, where do we find this? He said, go to this pharmacy in the back behind the bottles of this. There's a bottle on the third shelf down. And they sure enough went and found it.
Yeah, there's some
outlandish claims. I'm still pretty skeptical on this. What are those people who go into trance and some kind of a gelatin comes out of their mouth or something in the form and it's supposed to be dead relatives that talk to them? There's all sorts of documented cases of that as well. But I'm going to have to see it to believe it. I don't know. I'm skeptical, Sam.
I understand.
There are some strange things out there, you know? I mean, I don't know what's true and what's not. I know there are certainly a lot of hucksters out there, and of course, some of them, and of course, you've got the James Randi Prize, where they're offering all this this money to people to come and prove.
Like, it's $1 million, and think how many people that this fellow who does the remote healing could help with this $1 million.
This is what Edgar Cayce learned, and this is what his book is about, is as he went through life, if his motivations weren't pure, then things would just turn out in disaster. Whenever somebody tried to make money off of his abilities or charge for it, he would either get sick, physically sick, if he wasn't doing the readings and so forth for people, or his research facility failed at one time.
But wouldn't charging people be helping? I mean, if you're charging people, you're getting it out there to more people. You're helping more people. Essentially, you're still helping.
Jesus have charged?
If it would have helped more people. The more, the better, right?
Man, if Jesus stuck around, he would have...
According to you.
You know, Jesus, what Jesus should have done was, since he was God, he should have passed on medical science, basic sanitation, and things like that to people, so they would have had an understanding of it, and rather than saying,
just healing a few
it's
folks.
Demons, he probably would have helped a lot more people saying, hey, wash your hands after you go poo. That would have been a miracle.
Don't poop where you eat.
You know what, Sam, somebody's on the line that wants to talk to you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, we'll bring more Sam here in moments at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A bizarre phenomenon. How much truth is there to it? You can bring up anything. You're welcome to chime in on this or anything you want, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Only a few moments remain here, just enough time maybe for your call, 800-259-9231. By the way, want to invite you to visit Toby's website. Is it online at this point,
Toby? Oh, yeah, it's up. Most of the functions are still working up at freemindsmedia.org right
Excellent.
Now, but it's it had some bugs. It got attacked by a Trojan horse.
Yikes.
It started destroying things, so it had to be reconstructed.
It's even worse than a Trojan pony. but it's it has been down for a little while, and so I'm glad to hear that it's back online at freemindsmedia.com. You can get Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, both on that site, and yep. both free.
Absolutely.
So unlike some podcasts that try to charge you, Free Minds Media, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, more great free liberty-oriented content, and updated weekly, right? Once a week for each one of them.
Yep.
Plus, you guys are blogging, right? I mean, it's been a while probably since you've done it, but...
Yeah, that function on the site is not back up and
it's
running
It's coming
yet.
Back.
Eventually
Maybe
it will
by the
be
end
there,
of the
though.
Year, if all goes well.
Hopefully.
All right, I'll keep my fingers crossed, and we'll certainly let you know when that's back online. But as of now, you can at least get their TV and radio shows at freemindsmedia.com. Get more of Toby and his partner, Nick. All right, so we continue here. Sam is with us on the amp line. Now, Sam, you brought up this Edgar Cayce fellow who you read a book about him, and we're kind of talking about this idea of supernatural things happening. What brought it up was a conversation by some people claiming that you dial a phone number and it'll heal your burns. Some guy on the other end will remotely heal your burns. And you were talking about a guy that was diagnosing people's problems. And you made some pretty amazing claims. Of course, the skeptics out there would say that, you know, it's a bunch of poppycock, silly nonsense, that, you know, this guy was a charlatan and a scam artist. But you were saying that he wasn't scamming people out of money?
No, he would, in fact, any time that money or his finances were involved or, you know, somebody was trying to turn it into a business enterprise, things would just... You know, it would just start to fall apart. The venture wouldn't go well. The funding wouldn't come through. You know, just disasters would start happening. It's kind of the law of attraction idea that I guess if his motives aren't pure, then he's not going to have as much success as when he's really just sort of following his passion.
Is profit bad?
I don't really know how to describe it.
Did Edgar Cayce think that profit was bad?
I don't think so. And he would actually, he worked with a couple individuals who did the financing or the funding for his hospital that he wanted to set up, and that was kind of his lifetime accomplishment or lifelong goal. It's just when it seemed to be the point the book made was when the use of his powers or his abilities were directly used to make a profit for somebody, that's when things would begin to break down.
Let's go to Johnson. He's on the line here on the other amp line. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Sam.
Hey, I'm not actually really on to talk about Edgar Cayce, who received huge amounts of money in donations and has an entry over at the James Randi Educational Foundation Encyclopedia and on several skeptics' dictionaries. What I'm actually on to talk about is just a little bit of a criticism, I guess, to Sam's documentary, which, Sam, I absolutely respect all everything that you do on OTN, but I'm left with some questions about this most recent one, just because I feel like it's such a serious issue, and after watching it, I feel like there's so much left open as to what sort of actual help these people are getting beyond sort of subsistence level donations of food, where these people are then allowed, you know, they're still able to go out and afford cigarettes and alcohol, and they're not looking for jobs, and they don't have a plan, and it's obvious the one guy is almost moved to tears during your video, that I'm left just wondering, you know, obviously we don't, you know, as a group of liberty activists, we don't want to send the message that we want the state to come in. I don't want the state to come in, and I don't want anybody to confuse my sort of questioning this to be indicative of state support. What I'm wondering is, what are the private organizations doing? And I guess my criticism would be, are you going to continue and show what those private organizations are doing to help these people to actually move on and get out of this depressing state in their life?
You're talking about, for those just tuning in, you're talking about a group of homeless people living out in the woods that the city is going after to try to throw them out of the little shelter that they built. I think it's a good question. I mean, certainly people are bringing them free stuff, and they are drinking and smoking, so it, to some extent, just giving them all those freebies is enabling that behavior. Your question, Johnson, is what else is being done to help these folks move up in their lives? Is that right?
Yeah, and I guess also my constructive criticism for Sam as a documentarian and as a journalist would be, you know, are you going to show that? Are you going to show, you know, how private, you know, how private enterprise can best the state because of its the very nature of the fact that the state doesn't care and private enterprise does? You know, is there another chapter to this story?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I agree. I think the video really was what I try and do now when I go out is just let the story tell itself. If I am doing a voiceover or something, it's because I didn't capture, you know, what was said or what was present. Really, I'm telling their story and not trying to put my opinions or views as to what should be done into the mix there. And so I agree that what the private organizations are doing is absolutely wonderful. I mean, you look at the state, people think, oh, it takes care of people like this and helps them out. It wants these guys out of town because they're worried that, you know, if the economy gets worse, there could be, you know, 50 people out there. And can you imagine the quaint little town of Keene with its lovely white chapel and central square that has a homeless encampment right, you know, off of downtown? It would just be this black spot on their beautiful little city. So they want to kick these people out, and they just don't care where they go. The private organizations are in there giving them the basic things they need to survive. And, you know, there's the Chinese proverb that says, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. And I think to some extent, the charities and things are feeding them for a day. And really what they need to do is teach them to fish. How do we do that? Well, I think that's where the video ends, is really a lot of people see that, see Todd at the end saying that he has no plan. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He's surviving day to day. And I think that's the core issue that maybe the private charities and so forth should work to address.
And I'm hoping, hope is, and maybe I'm inserting myself in here, that as a liberty activist, I look at it and I go, well, what will people think? And I don't want it to be like the topless protest or like the 420 activism where I go, you know, where I'm just trying to say, well, what are people going to think? We have to worry everything about what everyone's perceptions will be. But at the same time, I worry that with the way it's left, you look at it and you go, well, these people are, you know, not doing what they need to be doing and moving on with their lives, and they're living this depressing existence. And what I'm hoping is that, I guess, I feel like you have a little bit of power here as a journalist to maybe motivate some of these private organizations by saying, hey, you know, you're helping, but you're also enabling. Is there anything more that can be done? Or is there, you know, are there any other charities that might be inspired to do what exactly what you said, which is teach them to fish?
Johnson, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sam, your thoughts? And Mark wanted to break in here, too.
Sure. Well, first off, I need to throw in there, I actually bought him the beer that was in the video. Meg suggested I do that as kind of a gesture to let him know I'm not a threat.
Yeah, that's a good way to get an interview as far as I'm concerned. I thought that was good.
And I do think Johnson is inserting himself. I'm not the one for bums. I don't like people panhandling and bothering me in the streets and all that kind of thing. But as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's camped out on somebody else's land who doesn't mind, and they're living their little existence there, and they're not bugging anyone, and people are giving them food and that kind of stuff, that's their business.
Yeah.
And if those people can be protected from the overreaching of the government with their stupid regulations on, you know, how it is you can live and where you can live and where you can put a structure and all this other crap, then the rest of us have a chance of being protected too. So I've just got to say that these guys, as far as I can tell, they're not doing anything wrong. If they steal something or they
they're not hurting it.
Yeah,
hurting anything.
If they hurt somebody, then there's a problem. But if they're not, they're not.
We're out of time on this one. You can see the videos over at freekeen.com or obscuredtruth.com. And Sam, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Toby, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me.
See you tomorrow online at freetalklive.com and on your local radio station.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.